Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. 7:05 on July the 12th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for our chat room. You know, the when we get started here, we're going to have Rob Pelletti on today. We're going to have a number of things happening. We're going to roll today. And we've got a lot of things happening in the world that we want to talk about and that we're going to get to today. And, of course, Linda's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Bad Bob.
Hello.
Bad Bob, you're looking especially summery today.
It is an especially summery type day.
Oh, I tell you what, what's the weather going to be like?
Okay, looks like it's currently 71 degrees. If you're just tuning in, good morning on this Thursday the 12th. What month are we in? July! July! And it's going to be 104 today. Well, yesterday was just like a sieve. I said, you know, what is it, Carl? You know, I was complaining about the weather, and, you know, of course, I forget that he was in the desert of Iraq with, what, 70 pounds on your back?
Oh, usually somewhere around there.
So we think
I tried not to carry that much. The troops were carrying, you know, I tried to, you know, stay in the shade.
You were the teetotaler in the
yeah,
tent.
I tried to stay in the tent. Yeah.
But, you know, we must always remember in our prayers and our thoughts that we sit and complain. Actually, it made me think about the pioneers. I thought, oh, it's so hot. So I said, well, what happened to all these people that came up here, the pioneers? They were, air conditioning wasn't even invented. What did they do? They went out and worked.
They walked across America at 112
degrees. They walked across America. So we have to always think about that. We are such a, you know, a convenient. Anyway, so the weather today is 104. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Talking about money, quickly, there's going to be some fun things that we're going to cover this morning. But for just $65,000 a day, you too could book a day on the mega yacht that was once owned by Aristotle Onassis. $65,000 a day. Wonder if it's air conditioned.
Well, I think that $65,000 a day is like, wasn't it, is like 10% of what it cost the Obamas to go to New York that night?
Probably.
$65,000 a day. You know what? To be able to do that means you'd have to be really, really good at investments. And let's go to Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning.
Good morning. What a segue. This is Susan Smith. As you said, some of the stock market is lower this morning, as well as commodities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points at 12,514. The S&P 500 is off 13 points at 1327. The NASDAQ Composite is down 41 points at 2847. Some of the day's biggest movers, Lowe's down 57 cents, trading at 26.10. Pfizer off 7 cents at 22.27. Goldcorp down $1.10 at 32.07. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T down 40 cents at 34.86. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 2 pennies at 45.44. Walmart down 46 cents at 71.80 per share. Over to commodities, gold is down $18.50 per ounce at $1,557. Silver's down 47 cents at $26. Crude oil down $1.43, trading at $84 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
Susan Eastman,
don't
thank
leave.
You.
Don't leave yet, Susan. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. Do you think this is going to continue, this trend, this downward trend?
And why? I see stocks just sliding. Usually in the summer, it's pretty quiet as people take a break and many people are on vacation. And we just need some more guidance about what's going to happen in Europe. And we need some more positive news in our own U.S. So
in our economy.
It's pretty quiet in volume. It's just lackluster. We need some good news.
Okay. Susan Eastman. You know,
thank
Susan,
you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're down at Park Marina Drive, you know, and all of them are going to give you the straight scoop down there. They're there to help you and help you make, you know, your investments right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Lennox. Lennox, who was put to death because of the way he looked. not for what he did. We'll be right back.
Signs, that's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Just go to SuperClean.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, 7:14 in the morning, July the 12th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, I hope. I assume we're going out and that people can hear us. People will say that we're streaming. Anyway, come on. What?
Well, let's talk about last night. Last night was a rap party. We had a great time with the rap party with Dancing with the Stars. And again, we want to just do a shout out to everybody. And again, they raised over $100,000 and,
Becky Riley.
Just appreciate it so much. And tonight, by the way, on the spot with Linda Bott, I'm going to have Kathy Babcock on. We're going to be talking about, her dance experience as well as what she's doing with an upcoming production in Oklahoma. We have a full evening planned of entertainment and, of course, we're this morning covering all kinds of things. I know it's hot. How's everybody doing this morning? 7:14 in the morning here on KCNR.
The Olympics are coming. The Olympics are coming, and the Americans look great. You know, have you noticed their uniforms? Designed by Ralph Lauren. And it's not the cost of the uniforms. It's the fact that all the uniforms for Team USA were made in China. Yes, made in China. You would think that the United States, of such a, you know, we make clothes here, right? Why would the Team USA uniforms be made in China? That, you know what? That to me is, you know, it's like you buy the American flags made in China. There's plenty of American flags made in the United States. They're not, they don't need to be made in China. You would think that the Olympic organizers or the Olympic committee, even though it's privately funded, would, for the most part, would find clothes that you could be, that could be made in the United States that the United States athletes could wear.
Where's the national outrage on this? I'd be freaked. I'm freaked.
Well, you know, they talked to these other designers, and I can't remember, what was her name? Do you remember her name?
Nanette Lepore, but I think this is kind of indicative of the book, The World is Flat. And I think this is sends a message.
Yeah, it sends a message.
To the world that we are not, we don't have borders. I think that's what this is saying. Well, we don't have borders. Well, we're reaching across to different countries.
If we don't have borders, then we shouldn't have nations.
Now we have, even though we're under the American United States of America, and these people are running for the United States of America, this is what we have to do with competition, is that we are reaching across to other parts of the world for our national costume. I think that's what the message is.
I think the message is, I mean, and that's, you know, I understand what you're saying. I think the message is that we've got a bunch of idiots on the Olympic Committee, that you would actually buy the uniforms that the Americans are wearing, and they were made in China when they could have been made here in America. And these aren't like cheap, these aren't cheap things. I mean, shirts $175, ties $125, blazers $800. I mean, tell me you can't find that here in the United States.
I wonder where the...
Ralph Lauren, who's the one that designed it, no, maybe that's where, maybe it's where his sweatshop factories are at, is China. Who knows? But can't, you can't, you know what, I understand what you're saying. It's like the editorial in the Record Searchlight today, you know, and a good editorial, except they talk about, they're having, you know, presidential elections here and the presidential elections in Mexico, what a great chance it is for both countries to reach out to each other. Well... Okay. And then it was mentioned on these different groups of people that are meeting is, gosh, a Canadian, United States, and Mexican, North American, I'll just use the word cartel, but a trade union or a union of the country so we can export and import together. Excuse me. Excuse me. So is the next step then the, what they call it? What do they call it? Not the Euro. They call it the, what, the Amero? The Amero. That's what it was going to be called. Then we can have the Amero.
How well's the Euro working
out? Take a look
out?
At the Europe and the Euro. But see, people are going to say, oh, no. That's not what it means. Well, yes, it does. Because, Linda, you're absolutely right. World is flat. You know, countries without borders. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Okay. Yes, I'm in agreement with that. And this is just, you know... A debate, up for conversation. What about the NFL? Are all of their uniforms made in America? How about their pads? What about baseball bats? How about
baseball bats are made here?
How about all?
Oh,
are you sure?
Yes, and
the
baseballs.
Mats, the well,
I don't know
the,
about
the
that.
Uniforms.
I'm talking about the, no, I'm talking about the bats and the balls. Are
if
made
they're
here.
Playing in America, and we're going to compete, the All American League or the NFL, and everything has to do with. American leagues, yeah. Why shouldn't, I don't know, I'm just asking, what's made in China?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of...
Are the majority of the uniforms
of things,
made there?
But there's a lot of things made in America also, though, kiddo. It's, but they don't have to pick them all out of China. But, you know, of one thing, if you have one, if you had one group that you would think would be wearing American-made clothing, it would be the United States Olympic team. Does the Chinese Olympic team have stuff made from here? Are there uniforms made in America? Anyway,
we should find out.
You want to talk about nanny states? Here is the, and we're going to talk about the culmination of nanny states when we talk about what happened to Linux. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Beckel and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And you know what? Joe and Shelley were made in the United States. I think they were. I'm almost positive they were made in the United States. And you know what? Espresso Joe's was made in the United States. And you can buy the best coffee there in the morning, or you know when it's getting hot and it hits that 110, they have ice drinks, lattes, ice lattes. They will fix teas. They'll fix it for you. And of course, they have every tobacco product you can possibly imagine in the best walk-in humidor in the state. And they will meet or beat any tobacco price in this city. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts there. All right, you've got some. Okay,
hey, you know, we got were talking about baseball bats.
Now, Fargy on the internet came in and said, "Carl, I'm going to break your heart." And
it does break my heart.
The baseball, the Louisville Slugger plant in Ontario, California, that makes aluminum baseball bats, aluminum, not wooden, but aluminum, closed down.
And moving to China.
And moved to China. 40 workers lost their jobs.
Okay, on this day in history, Joe DiMaggio. One of the greatest, greatest baseball legends, and such a gentleman. I knew his niece, June DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio ends 56 game hitting streak.
Nothing's
in 1941. 56 games
in a row.
That is
phenomenal.
Well, no kidding, it's not legendary, but that's
well, it
just
is legendary.
Amazing.
It, there has been nobody, I don't think anybody, I don't know what the closest, did Pete Rose, didn't he get it up to 38 games or 40 games, something like that?
Jolton Joe.
Yeah, but DiMaggio hitting 51 straight games. Now, people will tell you is that, you know, that's, and that's a record they don't think can ever be broken because of the way the baseball's changed in the sense that back then, You faced the same pitcher many times, or maybe two pitchers throughout the game, and then today you're facing four, five, or six pitchers. You know that they bring in at various times. But what he did was such a, you know, you're absolutely right, such a phenomenal athletic achievement. 51 straight games.
I wonder how a lot of the old timers, you know, the legends of yesteryear, those who are living, would feel about the fact where our country's gone. And if, the, you know, of course, they're all American. I know that, you know, you've got to be, you know, you live in this country and you have to, you know, love the fact that we're here and all that it stands for. But thinking about those guys in those days, and thinking that their baseball bats were made in China, or their shoes, or the base, or
makes you wonder what they think. Huh?
Yeah,
I had a little positive baseball related news. Did you hear about the gentleman who his aunt left him a house full of stuff, and he's going through? He finds a cardboard box.
Yeah,
mint condition, wow. 1900s, early 1900s baseball cards. They can't even put a price on them.
They're worth millions.
Yeah,
yeah, and just in the attic or something like that. Okay, I said I would. Dr. Ray John has just walked in. We're going to have him on at 7:30.
Yeah, because he's got the cats today
that
he's giving away.
Right. In fact, he's
250
brought,
of them.
He's brought 12 in here. Anyway, I want to talk about, here's the ultimate nanny state. I want to talk about Lennox. Lennox was killed yesterday because of the way he looked. A kind and gentle soul who had never injured anyone, he was disposed of because he looked like a vicious thug. His friends were not allowed to visit nor to bury him. People from all over the world banded together to save him, all for naught. For 200,000 people signed petitions. In Belfast, Ireland, Lennox was murdered by the state. Why? Are you ready for this? This is your ultimate in any states. Not because of what Lennox had done, but because Lennox was a dog, and he looked like a pit bull, which was illegal to own. In Belfast, he had never bitten anybody. He had never been aggressive with anybody. He looked like a pit bull, but he wasn't a pit bull. He was a cross between a Labrador and a bulldog. They had the parents there. People from all over the world tried to get him not to kill this dog. Offers flowed in to fly Lennox out of the country and into in one country here in the United States. Famous dog trainers were willing to take Lennox, but the city council there in Belfast, Ireland, refused to let him do it. They'd had the dog for 2 years, and people are saying the dog had wasted away so much as that's why they didn't want anybody to see it. But can you believe this? Is that where we're going to? Is that you can take a dog away from its owners because it looks like a bad dog, and then put it to sleep? I mean, I can't fathom that they would do that. You know, because Cocker Spaniels bite more than anybody else. So, okay, hey, your dog looks like a Cocker Spaniel. I'm going to go, hey, get that Cocker Spaniel. You know,
I thought that.
I saw that yesterday, and I said, you know, this really bothers me.
I'd like to hear the other side of the story on that.
There is no other side. They said that one of the people that looked at the dog and said, oh, the dog is dangerous.
Pathetic.
Well, they have videos of the person who said that, who was this dog specialist, petting, and the dog's licking his face, licking her face, and the whole thing. This whole thing is pathetic. Why would you do that if people offered to take the dog? Anyway. Okay, that was kind of what it just.
And it's depressing. And when he was telling me that last night on the way to the rap party,
yeah.
I said, "Come on, is this just like a like when something goes viral?"
Jay, you got something to say, Jay, our yellow cap philosopher?
I'd be upset about the nanny state, but I'm dehydrated because I was in New York and I only got my 12-ounce drink.
He shoots. He scores. You only got your 12-ounce drink. You know what? Did you feel yourself wasting away because you couldn't get your 36-ounce Slurpee?
Oh, my God. Oh,
we lost
that
Steve.
Was it.
Yeah, that was just a quick shot.
That was
man.
A quick shot, and I.
You know, this is, you know, Jay.
I love this guy.
You know, I'm sorry, Jay, that you ain't got a 12-ounce drink. You know what? Here's the way to do it.
Is
you buy three of them, and you try to hold them in your hands as you're there. We got to run. We got back. Dr. Ray John is with us. We're giving away cats.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street is extending losses for a sixth straight session despite some better-than-expected news on the labor market. Concerns over the global economy continue to weigh heavily on the markets here in the U.S., and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 90 points. Jobless claims fell to a four-year low last week, with 350,000 people filing for first-time benefits. It also marked the third straight week of declines. The Labor Department did caution seasonal factors contributed to last week's figures. Import prices posted their biggest drop in more than 3 years in June due to falling oil prices. Overall, import prices fell 2.7% from May, a full percentage point lower than the estimate. Export prices also fell more than expected, marking a second straight month of declines. And Walgreens named former McDonald's chief executive James Skinner as the new non-executive chairman of its board of directors. Skinner has served on the pharmacy company's board since 2005. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are, like, in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're talking about the ADD couple and what would the other thing be?
Us.
Completely
that's
anal
us.
Couple. Triple anal.
Yeah, you know, we've got a...
Is that the right word? That's kind of gross.
When you,
no, it's not.
When you marry a structural engineer,
yes,
you,
you
could
go.
Be prepared.
Doctor, yeah, Dr. Ray John is with us, the CEO and director of Haven Humane. Yeah, Bob, we have never, you've never had,
no.
You know, in all the time
you're
we've been together,
that, like,
you've never used a dump.
I was quickly running through the possible list of letters on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and so, you know.
Anyway, so. But the director
believe
and CEO
me, as a psychologist, use that word a lot. Go ahead. Carl, I'm here.
Of Haven, everybody knows that, sweetheart. And in fact, we're starting to get buttons. I'm having buttons made that say, "Where's Linda?" Because everybody that comes in, if Linda's not here right then, they don't say, you know, I'm sitting here with a bloody stump, and she and they go, "Where's Linda? Where's Linda?" So I'm going to get buttons made so that when somebody comes in that day and they say, "Where's Linda?" I'm going to give her the give them a "Where's Linda?"
A bloody
button.
Stump. Okay.
All right.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, yeah. Where's Waldo? You know what?
Where's
today's
Linda?
Today's a very important day. For Haven Humane and in the Reading area, in the North State. And you're doing something. By the way, welcome to the show, Dr. Ray John, head of Haven Humane.
Good to be here.
And we had you on a couple days ago. We've been telling all our friends about this, and I'm so glad to get you on the air today because this is the day.
This is it. Today's Cats Count Day, and we are just totally overwhelmed. As we like to say in the business, we're catted out. Last night we were in the high 190s of cats, and normally we have 50 or 60. And so today we've extended, starting at 8:30 this morning, and come on down, sign the paperwork, buy this lovely t-shirt that you and Carl now have for $9, and I'll throw a free $250 cat
that's
in
amazing.
With it.
It says cat count and multiply.
These are great
Dr.
shirts.
Cat E. Wampus, darling cat with glasses. I don't know who took that picture, but it's adorable. I would take that.
He's our fearless leader.
World-renowned feline therapist and spay and neuter your pet, Haven Humane Society. And that's what we have to get the word out. I think people just don't even realize how fast it happens. They think, oh, cute a kitty. And before you know it, the kitty's having a kitty and the kitties are having kitties. And it just goes into this crazy.
People, you know, people
cycle.
Get upset with Haven because you all euthanize animals.
Right.
They should get upset with their neighbors and maybe themselves and other people that have a cat or a dog, and you don't spay it. You know, unless you're going to breed that dog or cat specifically for something, why have that? And then all of a sudden we have 199 cats we have to get, we have to find homes for. I mean,
yeah, and
what, thousands.
It really gets me angry all the time is when they come in, look me right in the eye, as two people did this week, and say, we wanted to have kittens, but we didn't realize how much trouble they'd be, so could you give them a nice, happy home? When you're in the 190s, you have trouble giving homes. So hopefully today we can give some good owners. They're all spayed, neutered, or you can, if they're too young, you can come back in a couple months. We have it all signed. They're vaccinated. They're microchipped. We're giving free food bowl, free food. A lot of businesses have stepped up to help me. We're going to lose our shirt today. Financially, we're losing $250 per cat that I'm getting nothing back for.
$25,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Now
but
what?
I'm just not going to put down 190 cats today.
Absolutely.
I want to give them away.
Hopefully, when you call tomorrow or the next day, or actually Friday or Monday, you'll tell us how today they just everybody took home a cat really wanted one. At one time, while we're on the subject of cats, and at one time you had come in and talked about this miracle kitty litter.
Right.
That I'm sure that's not going to be a freebie, but if you're thinking about a cat and you're like, oh, I want to deal with the kitty litter, it's just such a friggin' mess. It's like sand everywhere under your feet. This is something that's different.
Yeah, I co-invented a kitty litter made out of walnut with a company in actually, where Doug LaMalfa lives, that city.
It's American.
Anyway, we made it. It just got bought out, but the product is the same, and it's held at PetSmart and Petco, and it's odor-free. So we're really excited. You don't have the sand and garbage all over the place, no. And it's biodegradable.
Well,
fabulous.
You know, the thing about it is,
we're thinking about
it. You've been on our show numerous times, Dr. John, and it's, you know, hey, I'm trying to find homes for these animals, but the message is always the same, is that if you don't spay your animal or neuter your animal, this problem will never go away.
That's correct.
And we're spending millions of dollars on taking care of, throughout the United States, on taking care of animals that could be used in other ways if people would just. And you're offering a free animal here.
Yeah.
It's already got everything, including a shirt.
You don't want to euthanize. So no. You're being creative. You're giving the cats away to those people who would willingly open their home to a lovely pet that has the shots, the chip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I'm going to offer right before we take our break. For the first person that calls, we'll buy that cat for you. For the first two people that call, we'll pay that $9 for you. So you can take this cat. And so if you want a cat, the first two people to call, we're going to pay that $9 for your cats. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 7:45 in the morning, July the 12th. We're hanging on to July. We let June just get completely away from us. We're hanging on to July. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live, KCNR1460.com, and listening to a Gator and Fargy. And, you know,
you guys,
and some of the things they're saying is funny. And then Sonny is saying, how old are you two? What, 14? You know, and I don't know if 14 is that, but we're having good ideas about other things that can be spayed or neutered,
was
too, besides
a very
cats.
Very good year, 14.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know what, Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors. You know, if you want a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram, we've got them right here at Redding Crown Motors. Not only do they have new and previously owned SUVs, cars, and trucks for everybody, they take great pride in two areas: making the best deal for their neighbors, and two, taking care of these vehicles so that they're kept in extraordinarily good condition. That's Redding Crown Motors. Just stop on by there at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177. Buy local, stay local. They're here. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
How
congratulations.
Are you,
Don? You just won a cat.
Good morning. I want to compliment Dr. Ray John. I've met him a couple times. He's doing a super job. Just something that's needed, and I just wanted to compliment him. My wife wants to know, if I come down and buy a cat for $9 and get this neat t-shirt, will they also neuter me?
Well, we've had
hey, Don, I'll pay that $9.
We've had some comments in the chat room, not regarding you, but, you know, I suppose your mind could get full with how people would like to neuter certain...
You know, what I think is that on the fourth catch and release, you know, that we have here in town,
yeah,
that we ought to send them over to Haven Humane.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Don.
Unless they neuter me also, we get no cats.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay.
Remember, Don, now we're not selling cats today. They're free.
They're free.
The shirt's $9. The $250 cat is free. Thank you.
Free. And we're going to pay that $9 for you. Thanks, Don.
But that's my stipulation, my wife said, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe she'll look.
Great job, Dr. Ray John. I've met you twice, and I admire the job you're doing. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
And your
you,
cat Don. Is ready, Don.
That's right. We have it down in the station.
Thank
here you, for
you, Don.
It'll
so
be
much.
In your box.
Give your lovely bride yeah. hugs from us. Yeah. Dr. Ray John, again, we're talking today. Today is the day. You were talking about somebody had called in Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's like, no, today's the day. You have to be, sometimes you have to have rules, and here's the rules. Show up today with $9, you get a $250 cut. There's 190 to choose from.
Right. And we're going by number, so the earlier you get there, the number one will go in first to choose, number two, et cetera, et cetera. And all you have to do is come out and fill some simple paperwork. If you have a landlord, the landlord has to give you either written or oral permission, because if there's ever a problem, they get sued, not the tenant. And it takes 10 minutes to do the adoption. You get your shirt, stand in line, go in, meet your cat. I've got them everywhere from 3 weeks, month old, to about 5 years. They're all beautiful, and they're all saying, take me, please take
aww.
Me.
They're just a pet. They need to have a home, and it just makes me feel. And on another day and another note, you know, I was up at the Benton Dog Park yesterday and talking with the board of directors up there, and we were discussing responsibility as a pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like anybody can get married, anybody can have a baby. You know, it's just like, where are the classes on how to teach responsibility? You know, and the same thing with owning a pet. These people who are walking their pets on a 110 degree day out and just having their, you can tell that the dogs are doing a dance. It makes me cringe. And we just think it's really important to teach responsibility. This is what is so great about Haven Humane and all the work that you do in town. And you're such a wonderful, leader and spokesperson for Haven Humane.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, you know,
in 10 minutes,
they kind of go on, yeah, it's going to start. When's it going to start?
At 8:30 this morning, they can start signing up.
Signing up, okay.
First giveaway is at 11 o'clock. We probably, last year it took 90 minutes to move 157.
Wow.
So it'll go relatively quickly. We're concerned about the weather today, so we've set some tents outside, big tents, so people can get
well,
in
that's
the shade.
Cool. Yeah.
Bring some water. We'll try to have something.
You know, or margaritas. Look, if you serve margaritas, you could probably give away instead of one cat, maybe two or three by the time they get up there.
I like this.
You know what?
Tequila made my clothes fall off or my sense of humor.
Yeah, you know, so in fact, by the time they get up, you know, you start serving at the end of the line, you can give them a cat, put another one, like, you know, in a little bag. They say, hey, here's a free bag. And, you know, they walk out and they've got four cats. And they get home and they look, oh, my God, four cats.
Thank you for that creative.
Hey, well, you know what? We're just trying to help here, you know.
We have some friends that we just love dearly, and they have three canines, and I think one cat, and it was so cute. When we go over to their house, 6:30, 7:30 at night, that those pets start to circle the table, and, you know, they're just part of the family. They're in the kitchen, or they're around the table, or wherever we're sitting. Okay, isn't it bedtime? It's so funny. Critters can really bring you a lot of peace of mind, too. It's really, they're therapeutic.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about just how much is it? And, you know, not to put a little damper on our high here, but you know, on running Haven Humane. We haven't really talked about, you know, the cost of running Haven Humane here. And then also what the community receives for this much money. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane. We're giving away 190 cats. If you call in, I'll pay the adoption fee for the first two people that call. I'm not getting a lot of response on this, except from Don Schulman, who says, fine, but you have to neuter him, too. All right, we'll be right back.
Well, you want to pay him. To start from, and we're falling apart.
You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil, and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyotomi or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sound of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Wow. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How you doing today?
755.
Oh, my God. It's going to be 104 today. Temperature looks like we have a mostly clear tonight with,
It's going to be hot. 110 today.
No, 104.
I'll bet you it gets closer to 110.
Yesterday was the scorcher of the year.
Well, I bet you today it gets to 110.
Now, tomorrow, it looks like we have 101. This is the forecast here. Saturday is 100, Sunday is 100, and Monday we're getting down to about 97. So I'd say, we have always a couple, two or three digits variation.
Yeah. And weather's always brought to you by?
In Salmo Vineyards. And by the way, Friday and Saturday.
It's cooler up there.
Uh-huh. Friday and Saturday, we have wonderful music. There are reservations at 474-5546. Tonight's pizza night out there. This would be a great night when the sun starts to set or 6 or 7 o'clock. It is cool. You can sit out on the deck and see a fabulous view. And again, tomorrow night and Saturday night, wonderful music. And Salmo Vineyards. Oh, don't forget about the horseback riding. If you're going to book something, do it early in the morning. But they've got wonderful rides there. You can see wonderful scenery that you can't really see anywhere else except for on the horses in the 2,500-acre ranch of Salmo Vineyards.
And, what happens if a cat eats a ball of wool? It has mittens. There you go. All right.
Wait, you have one more.
Okay, what does a kitten wear? Diapers.
Thank you.
That's from the chat room. I have no pride anymore.
We love you guys.
All right, Dr. Ray John is our guest. On a little bit more of a serious note is the cost it takes to keep Haven Humane running.
It runs $2.2 million a year.
Wow.
And for that, we provide animal regulation for the city of Reading, the licensing for the city of Reading. We have the spay and neuter clinic. We do over 7,000 spay and neuters a year.
Let's talk about that. That's like 7,000. That's 35 a day.
Correct.
Around 35 a day.
Two full-time veterinarians and two vet techs and seven support staff that move extremely fast.
We watched that one day and she was talking to us while she was spaying cats.
No, she was neutering. Point.
That's right, she was neutering puppies.
And it was a puppy mill, and there was a bunch of red Pomeranians.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And y'all had rescued them and already had them spotted out already.
Right. It's an amazing operation. We shelter 52 dogs. Like today, we have 199 cats. We've got a horse. We've got a couple of goats. We've got tons of ducks and geese. And so it never stops. We work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never have a day off there because animals get hurt.
You give away food. You give away,
It must be really hard when it's hot to have, what are the goats in the outside area? Ooh.
Well, we put in covers now for the animals and stuff. But in this heat, it's been horrible.
Tough.
4th of July, though, we had an all-time record. 2 years ago, 20 dogs were killed on the 4th of July, and we picked up another 30. This year, we only lost two dogs. So our PR campaign to say, keep your dog indoors, don't get him near.
Yes.
So we've reduced it.
Ray John, I have to tell you, we talked about that on the air a lot, and I drove on the 4th of July. Actually, on the 5th of July, I drove down to Sacramento. It was my dad's birthday, and I saw dead dogs on the side of the road. I was sickened.
Mm-hmm.
They were, and you know that they were... Probably, I'm thinking it was the 4th. They got scared by the explosions of the fireworks, wherever they were, and they jumped the fence because these look like beautiful pets. And it just made me sick that I know somebody says, where's my dog? Well, keep your dog inside on the 4th of July. So that, I'm happy to hear that number.
On the 5th, we were just jam-packed with dogs that we caught that night running loose, and every single person said, but I have a huge fence.
No.
They said, no, when the fireworks went off, there they go.
Well, Elk Killer. was, for the first time, was starting to react. I mean, yeah, really starting to react out there watching this, and she was getting a little
hyper. And she was just inside, but the boom, because we live downtown, the boom that was happening from the fireworks, I could feel it in my stomach. There was some kind of, so you can imagine if for dogs, their hearing is so much more superior than ours, than it did. It rattled her. It rattled her.
Okay, Dr. Ray John, you're giving away 199 cats for $9 a piece, and that's just to buy the shirt, and you get a $250 cat today.
Correct.
Haven Humane starts at 8:30.
8:30, we give away the first cats at 11 o'clock. 8:30 is sign up. You can even actually sign up at 11 or 12 or 1 if you'd like. I'm going to stay open until I get rid of all of them and get them nice homes. Thank you for everything.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for what you're doing. And that's it's good for a lot
cat
of people.
Cat count. Yep, cat count.
Okay, we're going to take a, of course, break for our news. But then Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is going to join
us. The chief is in the house.
And, you know, we've had twice this. We've talked to Wes Foreman about the realignment. We're going to be talking more about crime.
Listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Penn State hit hard in an investigation into how the university handled football coach turned child molester Jerry Sandusky.
Total disregard for the safety and welfare of Sandusky's child victims.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more on this report live.
Former FBI head Louis Freeh saying his team of investigators conducted over 430 interviews and examined over 3.5 million emails to produce this report.
The most powerful leaders at Penn State University, Mr. Spanier, Schultz, Paterno, and Curley, repeatedly concealed facts relating to Sandusky's child abuse from the authorities, the Board of Trustees, the Penn State community, and the public at large.
Calling it a terrible tragedy that was allowed to occur, Free says these men took no steps for 14 years to protect the child victims of Jerry Sandusky. Dave?
And Courtney, President Obama is not at the NAACP convention in Houston, but he's just delivered a message to it on video.
I stand on your shoulders. And at the NAACP, you have always believed in the American promise. That idea that no matter who you are or what you look like or where you come from, America is the place where you can make it if you try.
Vice President Biden will next speak live. Mitt Romney, who was booed at times yesterday, campaigns today in Wyoming as a fundraiser at former Vice President Cheney's house. There were fewer Americans lined up for unemployment checks last week. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor live in Washington.
26,000 fewer people applied for unemployment benefits. The seasonally adjusted number of claims fell to 350,000 for the week, the lowest level in 4 years. The four-week average, a more accurate trend indicator, also fell. One reason was many auto plants decided to keep making cars, and that meant fewer layoffs for the week. Dave?
And on Wall Street, Steve, the Dow is down again. Recent selling continuing. It's off 87 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
That fire after a train derailment in Columbus, Ohio, early yesterday morning has now burned itself out. It went for more than 24 hours. Officials are now clearing the site, still trying to figure out why the train derailed and cars carrying ethanol exploded, forcing the evacuation of a mile-wide area in Columbus. There were fewer foreclosures from April to June, but there was a 9% increase in first-time filings to new homeowners in trouble from the first quarter.
And unfortunately, that means that there's probably going to be more
short sales happening in the second half of this year, and more bank repossession.
RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist. San Diego is full of movie buffs and gamers and comic book lovers.
I think it's great. It's nice that they spend all this dough making this place look cool.
He's at Comic-Con, which starts today.
It's one of the biggest pop culture extravaganzas in the world and attracts more than 130,000 people. And no, they're not all geeks, especially since the convention is drawing in mainstream hit shows and films.
Nothing matters but how it ends.
The time to strike is now.
TV shows like Game of Thrones, Fringe, and The Walking Dead, and films like Twilight will be holding panels, and fans started lining up days ago to make sure they get in to hear all the latest about their favorite franchise. Fans will also get the lowdown on The Hobbit and plenty more, including the latest video games and, of course, comic books. The convention wraps up on Sunday and has been sold out for months. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
You know who's 50 today? The Rolling Stones. It was this day in 1962 the Stones had their first concerts at a club in London. And to mark the anniversary, a half century later, the band is opening a photo exhibit in London. The Stones are considering writing new material and may even tour again next year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. On this show, at least, we don't live here all the time. It just seems like it. 8:05 in the morning, it's July the 12th. And again, as we said, we're hanging on to July as hard as we can because we lost June. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And the chat room is going for it.
Good.
Lots of comments.
Hi, guys.
From the last one. Hey, chat room.
We love when you're with us. You give us the juice to keep us going.
How
currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like today we're going to have temperatures climbing to 104. Are you ready? Can you just take that in? 104. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 69 degrees. Not bad. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo. 69 is good for barbecue. We could do that. Not bad. 69 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow, looks like we're going to have temperatures around 101, mostly clear tomorrow, with temperatures around 68. Again, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Hey, you know what? There's going to be a lot of things going on this weekend and coming up soon. Wine and Dine for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We're going to be talking about that later on. Mark, Saturday, August 4th, from 5:30 to 10 p.m., they're going to tickets are $35, and all the proceeds will go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We'll talk more about that later.
We have a lot of stuff going on weekend of August. It's also your birthday weekend. So, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
I'll be 35.
Our guest today is Chief Rob Paletti, our police chief here. But before we get, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have to go to our Market Minute. And we love to go into our Market Minute, where our Wells Fargo specialist, Susan Eastman, is going to tell us what's going on. Hey, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the major averages are under pressure as disappointing earnings outlooks are weighing on the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 63 points at 12,540. The S&P 500 is off 11 points at 1329. The NASDAQ Composite is down 40 points at 2847. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 33 cents at $16.05. Microsoft down 50 cents, trading at $28.80 per share. Apple down $9.28 at $5.95.15. Local stocks of interest, Costco's down $1.31 at $93.16. Walmart's down 48 cents, trading at $71.78. Target down 36 cents at $59.43. Over to commodities, gold is down $19.30 an ounce at $15.56. Silver's down 37 cents at $26. Crude oil down $1.34, trading at $84 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. You know, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They give great advice in this really tough atmosphere out there. So go down to Park Marina Drive and see Susan. She's got a lot of great information, Susan and Kathy and Chris and Josh. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti in our monthly update and about what's going on, what he sees. We had Wes Foreman on Monday talking about the realignment. He heads up the realignment committee and what he's seen. And then now we're going to talk to the chief whose men are on the street facing us every day and some ideas from him about where we're going, what's going on right now, maybe some things we can do. We'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, so much for that bump music.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Love it.
Carpal and Lindabod, Free Fire Radio, 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by... You know, tobacco and brew.
You know, the name of that song is called Banging the Drum All Day.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And at Finest a Coffee at Espresso Joe's. And, you know, tobacco products, that the prices that they have there will be the lowest in town. They have a great walk-in humidor. And, then, of course, the coffee from Espresso Joe's is great. You know, I mean, it's you know, 20 ounces for $3. But then you get the icy drinks and the lattes and all this. They've got it all right there. And veterans get discounts. Been in business 35 years supporting our community, Joe and Shelley have, with Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. And good morning.
Morning.
First
how are
of
you?
All, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, got to look forward to that drive to San Luis Obispo this afternoon for the Army. But other than that,
Other than the 8-hour drive I have later, I'm doing really well.
Lieutenant Colonel in the Army Reserves,
California National Guard.
National Guard. A couple of tours in combat. And how often do you go down there?
I drive to San Luis Obispo once a month. I'm a battalion commander of the state's military police schoolhouse. So once a month I make the long, arduous 8-hour drive.
When you're down there in front of all your people there, do you say, "Hey, look, we got some spots for people want to work in the jail up here"?
Actually, I took the job announcement, and sent it to state headquarters. And state headquarters sent that out to every member of the California National Guard, both Air and Army.
Great
so
job.
That should have gone out to about 21,000 National Guardsmen. And we have approximately 2,000 military policemen specific in the California National Guard. And one of the big problems that the Adjutant General is addressing right now is the unemployment rate of National Guardsmen.
Called up and they lose their jobs, even though they're not supposed to. The employers come up with these weird, you know.
Well, and there's been downsizing due to the economy as well. So a soldier goes overseas and comes home and his job has been eliminated.
The company's been eliminated.
Yeah, so we're you know, it's a good recruiting pool for the sheriff, and I sent that out to them already.
Well, and working with Sheriff Basenko, I sent down the job announcement and more information down to Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton, where they have a number of transition officers. Yeah, transition officers, transition assistance program for the Marines getting out.
I've also talked to them. You know, on the West Coast, we have Fort Lewis, Beale,
right.
Travis Air Force Base. There's a lot of military installations still on the West Coast.
Yeah, they're going out.
And each one of those has a military transition office for soldiers, airmen, or Marines coming off of active duty.
And this has nothing to do with you, Rob, because, I mean, you're not in the county. But, you know, we're offering these guys $17 an hour to work in the jail. Should that be higher? I mean, I'm thinking at least $20. You start them off at $20 an hour.
Well, you know, corrections has always been the biggest problem that the sheriff is going to have with corrections is that is your inlet into law enforcement. So most people don't get into law enforcement wanting to be a correctional officer. They get into law enforcement wanting to be a police officer or a deputy. So you come into the sheriff's department as a correctional officer. You work in the jail. You put yourself through a police academy. And the next thing you know, you're a deputy, and now you got to hire another correctional officer. The other aspect of that is that because it's entry level, they haven't been screened through an academy or anything else yet. So in Stockton, when we were hiring entry levels, we saw that the hiring rate was about 2 to 3%. So for every 100 people you interview or that take the test, you end up hiring 2 to 3 because people don't understand all of the aspects that go into hiring between the testing, the oral board, the background process. A lot of people get eliminated just due to recent drug use. I've actually done hiring interviews where, you know, you ask them when's the last time you used drugs, and the guy says, "Well, I was a little nervous on the way over, so I smoked a little marijuana." And you're just like, "Okay, you're done." You know, you can't take those people.
Thanks for answering that one up.
Yeah, you know, thanks for your integrity, but yeah, no.
You get an A for integrity, like, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
So then once they're done with that, then they got to go through a medical exam, a polygraph, and then a psychology evaluation. And they're, you know, this job is not for everybody, and you have
job.
To find the people with the right psychological profile that can do this job and not have the things that they see impact them too negatively. But at the same time, they're not going to have that hot temper or something else. Yeah. You have to find that person that can handle the work.
A lot of people are clamoring for, about Sheriff Basenko not hiring enough people. He's hired, four, something like that, but they've taken the place of others that are leaving. So what you're saying here, and what he has said, and I think that it's true, is that if you get 189 people that apply for this, that in what you're saying, you're lucky if you can get 5 out of that.
Correct.
You know, that meet all this. And then, you know, and the background investigation is just like getting a top secret clearance. I mean, they go out and visit not only your family, but everybody that knows you. And then they ask, who else knows you?
Well, and I've been out and talked to the public recently since it reopened, tell people that if you know a good person that would be interested in this, turn them towards the application process. I've talked to Tom extensively and offered our assistance. What I would like to see done is that we take all the applicants and give a written test to all of them. Don't screen any out at the beginning stage. And then I will give him the assistance to sit down and run, you know, have him sign a release when they take the written test. Then you run them all for their criminal history. And if they got a criminal background, you throw those out. You do oral boards on the rest. I'll give them a couple sergeants to help with the oral boards. And then I've already offered the assistance with background investigators to get the jail open. So I'm trying to work with the sheriff and give him as much assistance as possible to hurry this process so that we can get the jail open, and he's responsive to that.
Yeah, Tom wants to get the jail open. It's not like he's just, oh, I don't want to open this up. And I'd rather, you know, and for the people that think, oh, well, if I don't open up this, then we can open up this other jail, you know, let's build the other jail. No, that's not it. It's finding the right people. That's why I said, you know, we really need to reach out to the military on this, you know, the military that's getting out. And I actually had somebody make a comment. He says, gee, I wish, he says, I would think that our military that are, you know, getting out of the service would, you know, get a much better job than being a working in a jail. And my comment on that was, you know, I understand what you're saying, but it's an honorable job. It can lead to other things. I would like to see the county raise the initial come aboard salary. I think out of the teens, at least to a 20.
Well, you know, I mean, even so, if you look at the current salary rate, it starts at $2,900 a month. You know, you can, if you're, you know, $2,900 a month to $3,900 a month. Before they pay their retirement contribution and their medical
taxes,
and other things. But yeah. that's nice. You know,
almost $40,000
a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a respectable income as well. So
yeah.
it's a good job. It's, typically a stable job and the pay's a good starting point into law enforcement. And, you know, I've been pushing my son to do it, you know, but like I said before, my son doesn't want to be a correctional officer. He wants to be a deputy or a police officer. So, you know, that's going to be something, you know, that's your typical, you know, person that's going to get hired there.
Yeah.
They're going to do that with the goal of making
that
transition.
Sure.
It can be a door. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our guest is our chief of police, Rob Paletti. We always are taking your calls. If you have a question for the chief, 605-4567, and of course KCNR1460.com on our chat pack. When we come back, I want to talk about National Night Out as well as what's this about synthetic pot?
I can't get enough of you, baby. I can't get enough of you, baby. Yes, it's true.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck Reed, could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you doing this morning? Oh, boy. Thursday night tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott, we are going to have Kathy Babcock, who is Judge's Choice Awards for Dancing with the Stars, and a really cool gal who does makeup. You know, I always think it's an art form, and it's really interesting. She does weddings. She does it under high pressure stuff. And, you know, so that's tonight. We're going to be doing some ticket giveaways, too. So tune in at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Boy, is it hot.
Oh, certainly
it is. Hot. You know how hot it is? It's going to be 104 at least. And so, you know what you really need? You need this phone number, 221-6242, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You need help. They're there. They've been around for a long time. It's a local company. They've got old-fashioned values. They believe in having their customers taken care of. They're going to do it right. They're going to stand by it, and you're going to see the results of this type of attitude. They've been to our house. They've done more than what was expected. They take great pride in the fact that they will not only take care of your existing air conditioning and heating needs, but they've also got high-quality, high-end, and great cost-effectiveness in the equipment they put in. Anyway, give them a call, 221-6242, or take a look at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. And I tell you what, as it gets hotter, it's going to get hotter this summer. Make sure that your air conditioning is ready for the summer.
Our guest this morning is Chief Rob Paletti. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
We have you here till 8 o'clock, so we're going to be asking you all kinds of, don't we?
9
Do
o'clock.
We? Till 9 o'clock. Sorry. Thank you. Wait a minute. That only Carl can correct me like that. No, just kidding. Yeah, we have you here to the end of the program. National Night Out, August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I love this, the fact that I get a Reading Police Department press release. It tells you who. I don't know. Is that open to the public? Can they get on that? So, like, if there's somebody who's been a robbery has happened, or it's like police reports.
Yeah, the National Night Out is a nationally sponsored event once a year where neighborhoods get together and hold National Night Out block parties. I'll be going around and visiting those on that night. And, with the cutbacks in the police department, our full-time person that managed Nash or Neighborhood Watch is not there anymore, the crime prevention officer. But it's really a neighborhood program, not a police program. So, Neighborhood Watch is a valuable tool to get neighbors to get to know each other more than anything else, so that the better you know your neighbors, the more you look out for each other. And we're seeing that on Hilltop Drive with the Business Watch, which is a business aspect of Neighborhood Watch. And there's some good groups out there that are sharing information and communicating with the police department and helping us do our job to fight the crime that is rising in our city.
Well, that comes in with this question we just got from the chat pack here.
August 7th. Go ahead. I interrupted you. It's August 7th, National Night Out. We didn't give the date, so we just want to make sure of that. And the question, I'm sorry, darling.
How is the chief proceeding in increasing the volunteer program with the police department?
We're doing pretty good. I've got some meetings set up with some local leaders that have volunteer groups. We are working with the group from Bethel Church in the city that is going to help us hopefully clear out some of the high grass and low-hanging trees and a lot of the places that are creating the hiding places for the transient camps. The biggest challenge I have right now is the backgrounds that would have to be done for people to be able to work in the police department as far as police-specific type duties of working records or other things in the police department itself. But as far as being out in the community and working community cleanup stuff with Bob Brannon and dealing with some of the transient camps and other things, that's progressing very quickly and very well.
Can you just sweep through? Can you sweep through all the transient camps and just move them?
Not anymore. We used to be able to, but the city of Fresno lost a major lawsuit that they have a property interest. And essentially now we have to almost evict them Although a formal eviction is a 30-day notice, we have to give a 7-day notice and tag the camps, wait 7 days, come back and give them the opportunity to remove their personal property.
How long?
7 days.
I know, but you have, after you've had it for 7 days, and you come back and say, okay, you've had your 7 days, move. And
if there's any personal property there that's of any value and not just trash, then we have to bag it and store it and give them the opportunity to be able to come and claim that property. So it's a storage issue, and it's a notice issue and a cleanup issue.
So you just...
I'm outraged.
Wait, 7 days. Why did they say it's illegal for a city to clean up an area? They're saying because a person doesn't have the right to be there.
There's a lot of things that the courts do that I don't necessarily understand, but the person claimed that they had a priceless family heirloom that was in their... in their tent, and it was thrown away by the Fresno Police Department, and they lost a major lawsuit, and it's changed the way that we have to do business and the parameters that we have. Caltrans has a little different because of highway safety. They can clean it up a little bit faster, but Bob has to tag it, wait at least 7 days before he can go back and clean up any of the tents and the encampments. The garbage is a little bit different. We can clean up the garbage right away, but we can't haul away the tents and the personal property.
How many transient camps do we have here in town?
A lot.
A lot. I mean,
like, I don't know the exact number.
Over 20, 30, 40.
Yeah, there's a lot. And Bob is removing thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of garbage on a weekly basis from these camps. That guy is by far probably the hardest working guy in the police department.
Bob Brandon,
CSO.
Okay, that's right.
And, you know, we're trying to get some assistance from volunteer groups to help us with that effort. We're trying to work with the sheriff to get work release people to, you know, that are serving out their terms to work with Bob Brandon. A lot of them that are sentenced don't show up right now. But that's another challenge we can talk about. But,
we need to
get these things cleaned up, and we need to get our open spaces trimmed so that we don't provide them hiding places.
Okay. You know, I was amazed when you said that, you know, we have dozens and dozens of these camps, and that can be anywhere from 5 to more people, I imagine.
Well, Bob will go through and he'll clean out an area, and then they're right back. And so it's back to doing the same thing over again. He cleans the same areas over and over and over.
And how do we go about overturning a 7-day rule? Yeah. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A strong statement about Jerry Sandusky's supervisors.
The most powerful men at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years to protect the children who Sandusky victimized.
Former FBI boss Louis Free led the investigation, which determined the late football coach Joe Paterno and three senior administrators failed to do enough to stop Sandusky from sexually abusing young boys. President Obama used a video to apologize for not being able to speak to the NAACP. Campaigning for him in Houston, Vice President Biden.
He saved the nation's financial system. In doing so, he prevented a worldwide depression. It wasn't a popular decision, but it was an essential decision. And he was right.
Biden got a more enthusiastic response than Republican Mitt Romney did yesterday when he called for a repeal of the president's health care law. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Hello! This is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that SuperClean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get SuperClean.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
That's a way to wake up.
Yeah, I the Tiger, we have the Reading Italian.
I think you wanted to just
Reading
sit up.
Chief Rob Paletti. This portion of the show brought to you by...
How about a one-arm push-up?
I can do that.
Cypress, let's see.
Right now?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. I tell you what, they give great haircuts. You know, they have, you can get a discount for veterans, discount for seniors, and Man's Last Stronghold. Let me tell you, what a great place it is to go to get your haircut is Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't give them enough accolades for the haircuts they give and the type of atmosphere you have.
Man, I mean,
this is the place where you just go in there and you just, you know, it's the cheers of barbershop. That's all I can say.
It's man gossip.
It is. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. We talked about doing away, you know, the problems with the transient camps and all that. Synthetic marijuana.
It's called Spice. It's a synthetic drug that was legal in California up until recently. It is no longer legal. It's a misdemeanor to possess and sell. So what we're doing is we want to make sure that the vendors that we're selling it, mostly the smoke shops, understand that it's now illegal. So my officers went out yesterday to all the smoke shops that could have the possibility of selling it, giving them a letter from me just advising them that it is now illegal to sell and that we have an obligation to enforce that and just to make sure that you know, business owners don't always see everything that comes out of the state legislature, and we have an obligation, I think, to be proactive. And Corporal McGinnis has headed this up. He's done a great job of prepping the letter and being proactive and getting out to the businesses and letting them know that it's no longer legal and giving them the advisement that we will be enforcing that.
What's
so,
in spice?
I don't know. I'm not a chemist.
When I'm just wondering with synthetic.
But the military had a big problem with it because
that's
it was
right.
Legal.
You know, come to think of it, they had to outlaw that.
They had soldiers. The military did ban it quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
because
ago.
The soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were getting hold of it and utilizing it. So
and it wasn't
was
illegal,
issue.
It had an effect on their ability to think clearly.
Is that kind of like the thing that in the chew? Not the skull, but there you go.
That we, you know, they were using in Somalia. No, yeah.
it's these basalts and everything else that they're bringing in and utilizing as a drug. Those have all been banned. So we just did an advisement to the store so they know, you know, what the updated law is.
Okay, we had Wes Foreman on, who is the Shasta County Chief Probation Officer and head of the chairman of the Realignment Committee. And we talked about what was going on. And he said that from the people that had fallen under realignment, he had only had 6% that were having problems. But then later on, and I think this is what he said, is that, of course, that doesn't count all the ones that have been arrested, failure to show, and all these others, which we have a real problem with, it appears. The when I talked to you yesterday, you said that the crime rate for property crime had done what?
Property crime rate through May total is up about 55%, which equates to about, if you look at raw numbers, because percentages can be very deceiving. I mean, if you have one more homicide, that's, you know, 100% increase because we typically have one. It's equating to about 100 more property crimes per month that are being reported to the Reading Police Department that we're dealing with. So to me, there's three aspects to this. It's what crime is doing, what the Reading Police Department is doing about it, and then what is the effect after the Reading Police Department deals with these people. The only deceiving, a little bit deceiving thing in our property crime rate is motor vehicle theft. Motor vehicle theft is showing a percentage increase of about 83%. But part of that is an accounting change because uniform crime report requirements now require us to count an attempted motor vehicle theft as a theft. So last year we didn't count the attempts. This year we have to. So it's actually about 15 to 20% above what the true increase is. But the true increase is still between 50 and 60% in line with the rest of property crime. Motor vehicle thefts.
Not things out of a motor vehicle. But
no, that's auto burglary. Theft of the vehicle itself. And you can see it in the news. I mean, we're getting in pursuits and arresting people on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, that has been hitting the paper a lot. In fact, we saw a backup yesterday on 44, what it looks like. I think it was.
That was CHP's pursuit. But, you know, crime is going up. Property crime is going up significantly. Violent crime, on the other hand, is still down and trending downward, which is a positive.
That's very positive.
For what we're doing right now. The only increase on the violent crime side is the robberies. In 2011, we had 39 robberies for the year. This year, we've had 53.
Already. We still got five
now,
to go.
I will say that most of those robberies are not your general person walking down the street. There's you know, drug connections and other things that are leading to those robberies. But, you know, we just had a carjacking the other day of an elderly lady, and we ended up catching those guys. And both of those are group home residents.
I want to talk about that
from out of county.
Too. Yeah,
one of which was from Stockton. So
okay, yeah, you know, this is an important thing here, and we got to take a break. But
I want to hear about
back,
the carjacking.
We want to come back not just to carjacking, but the homes that are out there, the number of homes, and the people that are in the homes that come in, and what the effect it has on our, and does it have an effect on our city?
Well, and you know, that's what the crime rate's doing. I can give you guys a little bit of an idea of what the Reading Police Department's doing about it, and then what I see after that.
And also, I'd like to hear about the carjacking and how, you know, just give us a visual of how that happens. It might be mindful of today of how you engage with looking around where you are. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
On a midnight TV, you walk with something in my head. Couldn't keep the memory of a phone call and of what you said. Like a game show conducted with a parting gift, I cannot believe my eyes.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
but I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 gene sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the new Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the new Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBob, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson, an icon for well over 100 years. And it was started by Eric and Jessica. And it was started by David and Robin Wright. And now Ernie and Jessica run the business there. You want a motorcycle? Buy American. Buy a Harley-Davidson. It is one great, sweet ride. That's what I've have. That's what I've noticed over the years, the decades. And, you know, you want to buy it. You say, gosh, you know, I don't know if I have enough money. They've got financing available. You got another bike. You want to just trade it in. They can do that. Not only that, then they take care of these bikes in such a great manner. They're taking care of my bike. I mean, it is just in great shape. Thanks to Redding Harley-Davidson. Head on out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Call them at 241-7117. Just remember this. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Okay, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti. And you used to be a motor officer.
Still am.
And?
I still ride. I still ride with the guys occasionally.
Yeah, what do they ride?
Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
Love it.
All right, that's great. I love that you guys are in the CLUB, the club. The club. Okay, the one potato, two potato club. Isn't that potatoes? Anyway, we were talking before, and I think this is really important because as we get, we're going to go into some positive aspects, but we wanted to talk about the carjacking or what happens. Help us, just give us a visual, because if it's one thing that we can help today is for somebody to be aware and be aware of their surroundings.
Well, be aware of your surroundings. I mean, crime prevention is always our best defense right now, and being aware of your surroundings and who's there. But, you know, there are people that are looking to victimize. And the victim in this, I believe, was in her 80s. And she's not going to be able to keep up with it with a 6'16-year-old. What I will tell you is that, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, don't jeopardize your life to save your car. Let your car go, and we'll find it later. But, you know, be aware of your surroundings. Don't be afraid to scream. And alert people that are around you. And if you see somebody as you're walking to your car that doesn't look right, then go back into the mall until they're gone. Be aware and be safe. And, you know, we'll keep arresting them when they do commit a crime. What this brought up as a major point of concern to me is both of these suspects are out of county group home residents. Just so happens that one of the officers that I hired, recently was a gang detective in Stockton. And he was out there on that arrest, and he looks at this kid and he goes, "What are you doing here?" And he's a known criminal in Stockton that San Joaquin County has placed in a group home in Redding. I just got noticed yesterday that another county had sent another group home kid to a group home here who's failed out of 4 residential treatment facilities, has attempted robbery and several stolen auto convictions on his record, and now he's in a group home here in Redding. There's 14 licensed group homes here in Redding. And what I want to find out is, number one, I mean, if you send a kid here to a group home and he does well, then great. That's what we're looking for, is to get these kids out of that lifestyle. But if they're going to start reoffending, a lot of these other counties will not violate their probation as a juvenile if they send them out of county because they're not causing a problem for them. Well, those chief probation officers, once I figure out, I want to figure out who the kids are in the group homes, make sure that they haven't committed any crimes.
Do you have any idea who's in these group homes?
Yes, we get notices of them. Okay. I've got investigations looking through those now to see how many we have. This kind of just hit my radar screen. So, you know, I want to know how many we have, how many are out of county, how many have reoffended, because then I'm going to make phone calls to those chief probation officers and tell them to take their problem back.
Well, you know, when I did ride along, we went to one of these, and they had at a group home. And they had kids out on the street that were causing problems. And then I started hearing about the group home at that point. Now, you know, that, and there's this one guy that's, you know, that is physically unable to watch after. And he's got like 7 or 8 kids there.
Well, and they get a lot of money for him, too.
They sure do.
Which means that they have a responsibility to operate their business responsibly as well. You know, Bob Blankenship, when he was chief, dealt with this back in the 90s. And them sending all these out-of-county people here. So I'm going to call Bob and kind of get what aspects and what things Bob did to combat this. But a lot of it is there's nothing we can do to stop them from sending them here once they're a licensed group home.
And you can't stop them from, can the city say, hey, no more of these and we don't want them here?
I don't know.
I don't think the city can do that. It's a
I don't
state
think so.
Thing.
It's a state license
That's
program.
Right.
And, I talked to, Wes Foreman the other day and he's concerned about it as well. And he's been discussing, you know, why are you sending your people here with the other chief probation officers? But I plan on taking a little bit more vocal of a stance with those chief probation officers. And, you know, especially on, if, like I said, if the person comes here and doesn't cause a problem, then that's one thing. But if they that's come great. In here, they're reoffending and they're causing a problem, then that chief probation officer and I are going to have a discussion about taking their problem back where it belongs.
Okay. You know, we're going to take our final break here, but we come back, we've got good news.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk about the good news when it comes to this. I know it's hard to believe, my friends, you know, with the realignment and everything we're hearing about the turnarounds, we didn't even discuss that. And it's because I think that everybody pretty much knows we've got a catch and release policy. And, but there's a lot of good news too here. We'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, our guest. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
He took the midnight train for
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyo Tomy or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Salvation Army presents its fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday, TGIF. Our guest will be Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center, talking about what's going on. What are they seeing over there at the Family Justice Center? They're in a partnership with the Women's Refuge. We're going to be talking about that with them. And our guest today is Redding Police Chief Rob Puletti. Let's talk about good statistics. I shouldn't say good. How can you say good statistics when we're talking about a number of arrests? But...
Well, what it does is I just want to kind of highlight what the Redding Police Department is doing to show the public how hard their police officers are working. I'm very proud of this police department. It has always had a reputation of being very aggressive and proactive towards, you know, combating crime. And I ran statistics from October 1st, which is when the prison realignment system started, through June 26th. And the Redding Police Department has made 5,541 arrests. Now, that's total arrest. So we may arrest one guy with nine warrants, and unfortunately, the way our system is set up, that's going to count for nine arrests. But it also shows workload on the police department. 1,883 felony arrests, 3,649 misdemeanor arrests. The biggest problem that I see right now is that we have arrested 922 repeat offenders 2,971 times. So I've talked about this a little bit before, how, you know, you got 90,000 people in the city of Redding. You don't have 90,000 criminals. You have about 2,000 or 3,000 criminals that are committing, you know, 90% of the crime. Those 922 repeat offenders account for over 50% of our total arrests. We have arrested one guy 32 times in 8 months for burglary and trespassing. So, you know,
that's not just drinking. That's like, no. Okay, oh, this is just some drunk out there. No, this guy is a thief.
The second highest is 28 arrests, and he's a drunk. He's somebody that we take to the drunk tank. He gets charged with drunk in public, and then he fails to appear in court, and then he gets a failure to appear warrant, and we arrest him again and again and again.
Why don't we just stop that?
Well, the call.
I know that sounds silly.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, we have a responsibility as a police department to continue to do our job, and that is find criminals, arrest them, and book them into jail. Our calls for service are up 6.5% over last year in the same time period, but our arrests are also up 6.52%, and our staffing level is not. So, our officers are out there and they're busting their tails to find criminals and arrest them and put them in jail. The biggest problem that we see right now is jail capacity. And it pains the sheriff's deputies and the correctional officers to have to release these people based on the capacity of the jail. But that has created a situation where they know they're not going to stay in jail, so they don't show up to court. So
if you look at the Shasta mugshots, and I just, you know, and people send them to me so often, not to interrupt you, but that's what you see is when you see the arrest, there's always, it seems like almost every one of them has underneath that FTA.
Well, we had the guy we arrested in the motorcycle pursuit the other day had nine warrants. Where there's one guy at Shasta County Court that's got like 26 pending cases. So it's a workload on the district attorney's office. It's a workload on the Redding Police Department to continue to have to go rearrest them. And the biggest problem is that if we can't get them convicted, then they don't get referred to West Forman and probation. And therefore, they don't get into the rehabilitative programs that are set up in the plan to be able to address the criminogenic causes of these offenders. So, you know, it's a revolving merry-go-round right now where we arrest
22.
Them, we book them into jail, they get released, they don't show up to court, they get a warrant, we arrest them again, we take them to jail, they get released, they don't show up again.
How do we break this?
Well, one of the things, there's a couple things that I've talked to the sheriff about, and when he reopens the third floor of the jail, I think a large portion of that floor of the jail needs to be reserved for chronic failures to appear so that we can get them arrested or get them into court, hold them until they go to court, and they can get into the programs that are there. If you're going to take somebody from crime to rehabilitation, they have to have housing instability,
yeah.
treatment for whatever it is that's causing their criminogenic need, whether that be mental illness, drugs, or alcohol, or whatever that may be. Then you have to get them education and vocational training, which we're working. I invited Kevin O'Rourke from Shasta College, and I'm going to talk to the president of Simpson University for GED tutoring and other things. The Smart Center does GED tutoring. And then they have to get a job and have that stability. But if they fall off that path that's set for them anyway, we have to have the ability to lock them up. And the sheriff is looking at not just the third floor of the jail, but I'm going to make a recommendation to the Community Corrections Partnership that we allocate money to the sheriff to contract bed space. There's bed space in specifically the one that I'm interested in is Alameda County, Santa Rita Jail. And, you know, if you fall off your path in Redding and you don't follow probation's plan and you don't follow that rehabilitative effort and services that are being provided to you, that you spend that violation of probation time in Oakland or in Alameda County at the Santa Rita Jail.
You won't like that.
They won't like that. So if we can do that, if it's, you know, for at least for the most serious offenders or the long-term sentences, they've got one guy that's sentenced to county jail for 8 years, and they have over 20 people on multi-year sentences. When you only have a jail that only holds 300 at full capacity.
How many people are in there now? In the jail?
Probably. I think Captain Bertain said yesterday around 250, somewhere around there, and okay. 40 of those are on multi-year sentences, or 20 of those are on multi-year sentences.
Multi-year
sentences. Up to 8 years?
Yeah, and then, wait, here come the lawsuits. That's coming next. To make them compliant to be like the state jail or the federal jail.
And one of the things people need to understand is prison realignment is not just those 275 that have been released. It's the change in sentencing all the way down, because all these people are now the responsibility of the county, not the state.
Okay.
We always appreciate you being on, Rob, and just get, Rob Politti.
Yeah, no, I said Rob.
Rob Politti, we appreciate you.
I know who he is.
I thought I said, we have a running joke here, but we'll talk about it later. Rob, thank you so much, Chief. And always, being here on your monthly, stint here on KCNR 1460. Hope you guys make it a great day.
And when we say it's the good guys against the bad guys, we know who the good guy here is. Keep
this world. You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. Gonna stand my
ground. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Total disregard for the safety of Jerry Sandusky's victims. That's the finding of an internal investigation of Penn State's handling of the sex abuse allegations. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Former FBI head Louis Free and his team conducted over 400 interviews and studied several million emails to conclude that the top leaders at Penn State failed to take any steps for 14 years.
Even though they all knew about the 1998 incident, the best they could muster to protect Sandusky's victims was to ask Sandusky not to bring his, quote, guests, unquote, into the Penn State facilities.
Former head coach Joe Paterno's family released a statement saying he would have never protected Sandusky to avoid bad publicity and never interfered with any investigation. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Two Penn State administrators are charged in a cover-up. Vice President Joe Biden takes his